Namaskar. Okay, so in today's session, we're going to start in Makarasana, or prone position, or face down, lying position on your mat. So just cross the wrists, get the forehead into the wrists, and just lengthen yourself, belly down into the mat. Close the eyes, relax the facial features. Just take it nice and slow and easy. And you may bend the knees, get the soles of the feet up into the sky, and just give a natural sway of the legs from side to side, or circle the legs just to rock and massage to the hips, the quads. You might go quickly or slowly, whatever seems suitable for you. And then let the legs go back down into the earth. And just lengthen across your mat. We're going to start with half frog pose. So here's what we're going to do. Bring the left knee up to the level of the hip. So you're left knee is, your left thigh is now 90 degrees out from the hip, and then the left knee to the left ankle is parallel to your lengthwise of your yoga mat. So you just bend the knee and have the foot go back. So basically you're opening your left hip, and then you'll take your left arm and just angle that left wrist back towards the left knee. And then extend your right arm 90 degrees to the right side and turn your vision. So get your left cheek to the mat and your vision is now towards your right thumb. So the whole body's into the earth. The left knee's up as high as the hip. And then from the left knee to the left foot, it's straight back. So you got a 90 degree bend at the knee. And you're laying that hip open, and your vision, you're getting a nice stretch to the neck as your vision is over towards the right thumb. Just take it nice and slow here, breathe comfortably. Good. Then bring the chin back towards the mat and just kind of undo your pose, extend the left leg back. Draw the right hand by the side, and then we'll step up on the other side. So little by little, bring your right knee up as high as the hip, and from right knee to sole of the right foot is straight back, parallel to your yoga mat. And then you shall drop your right wrist so it's tangential to the right knee, so it's just kind of touching that right knee. So it's at like a 45 degree angle from the shoulder back to the knee. And then your left arm will go 90 degrees out by the side, straight out. You can think of it just straight out towards the, from the shoulder, and then cast your vision over to the left, right cheek to the mat. And you just look towards that left thumb. So now you got gravity just opening up that right hip. It's a nice gentle stretch. Monitoring the breath. Good. And slowly in the next breath or so, you start to undo yourself from the pose. So you kind of get the limbs back, the leg back, and the arms. We're going to actually, as we transition here, we're going to get the arms out in front. So now you're still prone position into the earth, face down, and you have the arms out in front. So you're fully lengthened. Mentally identify the right arm and left leg. And on the inhale, lift the right arm and left leg up, lift the torso up, and cast your vision across the earth. So you're getting into half Shalabhasana. And then exhale back down. Take a rest breath while you're down. And then inhale up on the other side, left arm and right leg. So it's diagonals, huh? And exhale back down. Let's go back to the original side, right arm, left leg. Inhale, come on up, right arm, left leg. Torso comes up, vision across the earth. So you're just getting a nice opening through the entire spine, letting those discs kind of get seated back in. So it's real good for spinal alignment. And exhale back down. And when you're ready on your next inhale, left arm and right leg come up and your torso comes up as we just look out across the earth. And you lower back down. Good. Now draw the hands on either sides of the sternum, palms down, elbows towards the sky. We're just getting ready for Bhujangasana or Cobra Pose. Secure the hips in. Inhale, scoop the torso up. And whatever that spine allows it to be open, you just kind of open up here. You drop the shoulders down. Chin is level. You may also bring the chin to the sky if you'd like. And then exhale it back down. Good. And we're going to get our second round of Cobra. When you're ready, hands on either sides of the sternum if they're not already there. Inhale, scoop the torso up. Good, shoulders low. And in the next breath or so, when you're ready to exhale at your own liking, when you like, come back into child's pose. So you kind of lift the hips up and drop them back onto the heels, and you're into any variation of child pose that you'd like to do. So you're getting, if the knees are together, then you're getting a nice rounded of the back. If the knees are wide and the toes are together, then you're kind of melting the heart into the earth. Inhale to table and bring yourself on up into downward dog. So I realize it's still early in the practice, but you just use this downward dog as a way to get the whole body stretched and lengthened and kind of open and free. Feel it out. We'll be here for 30, 45 seconds or so. You can soften one knee, then the other knee to stretch out through the calf. You can get up onto the ball of the feet. You may bring one leg to the sky or the other leg to the sky. Or maybe you just soften both knees and you really lengthen out through the spine by pushing back to the tailbone, keeping the ears between the elbows. So you just kind of work on through that. You just long, slow breaths, giving yourself good experience here. That's it. And then slowly we shall go in towards Uttanasana for a standing forward fold. You just walk the hands back towards the toes. And you may either keep the legs lengthened or you may soften the knees, resting the belly on the thighs, relax through the head and shoulders. Or you may alternate between the two, keeping the legs lengthened and getting that nice good hamstring and calf stretch, or softening to the knees and relaxing to the head and shoulders and just letting all the stress or ways of life roll off the back of the head. You see how it goes. And then here we go, we're going to roll up to standing. So pulling the navel in, softening the knees, and roll up one vertebra at a time. As you rise up one vertebra, slowly but slowly, those legs start to lengthen until that vertebra, one after another, stack on top until you're all the way upright and the spine is straight up and down. You bring the shoulders up and around. Good, and we're going to work into mountain pose. So you can lift the 10 toes, let the toes spread into the earth. The arms are shoulders up and around, and now the arms angle out away from the hips. You rotate the palms forward. And you just open up through the heart. You're drawing the chin back towards you. The chin is level. Eyes are closed. And into a perfect standing position. You have nice lordosis through the spine. And good posture from toes to crown. Long, slow breaths, just getting the mind nice and free. And slowly relax the hands, let the palms face in towards the thighs, and just roll those shoulders up and around, high and lows. So just engage the muscles of the rotator cuff to work those shoulders, relax the arms from the elbows down to the wrists, fingers. And you can go one direction and the other, just kind of free up those muscles, highs, lows, and ultimately end with a low. Your shoulders go nice and low and you into a good place of standing posture. All right. Now let's bring the left leg forward. And we're going to work towards pyramid pose. Because you're going to step that left leg like a stride forward. Maybe you can adjust it. And you're just going to, the back foot is angled at 45 degrees. And on your exhale, just roll on down over that left thigh. You can either, some of you may reach down to the ground. You may clasp your hands onto the upper thigh or femur bone. So you interlink the fingers, get the palms faced into the femur bone. And that you can support there. You can anchor on the tib fib or down around the shin or so. But you're into a nice standing full position of pyramid pose. Your right leg is back. Your shoulders are squared off over the front left knee. And you're breathing easy. Good. Then slowly inhale, bring yourself back up. You can walk up the leg or you can extend the arms up to the sky, whichever you prefer. But you bring yourself up out of the pose. And now you still have that left leg forward and your torso is upright. Your shoulders are square to the front edge of your mat. And we're going to step into dancer pose. So that means when you like, you're going to push off that back leg and catch that right ankle with the right hand. And bring the left arm up to the sky. So a little bit of balance. And you just work on getting those thighs in parallel form. So you're getting that right quad nicely stretched out. If it's not easy for you to hold on to the right ankle with the right hand, you can hook that right foot behind the left calf. That's also fine. And we're just getting a nice clear vision straight across the earth. Nicely balanced. Try not to grip the toes of the left foot into the mat. And then we'll dismount by having that right foot land across the left foot. So you drop the right foot, the ball of the right foot into the earth with the heel to the sky and hands at the heart. And you're still maintaining that nice posture. And you close the eyes. And just work that balance. So the left foot is completely flush into the mat. And the right foot, just the toes and the ball of the foot are touching. And the back heel is up. The right heel is up. Good. And then gently open the eyes. And we're going to work into a transition to half Utkatasana, a balance pose or half chair pose. Hinge through the hips. And slowly come back and you bring your right ankle onto that left thigh. The hands are at the heart, knees are at left knees bent, you're hinged at the hips, shoulders are low, spine is lengthened but slanted. It's not rounded, but it's lengthened. And that right ankle's perched on that left thigh. You're breathing comfortably. You might angle your vision about 45 degrees downwards out past the front edge of your mat. And we got another transition coming up, moving into Dekasana, or you can think of it as like airplane pose or lateral balance pose. So take a big inhale, and when you're ready, exhale and just kind of fly into it. Lengthen the left leg, let the right leg go back, parallel to the earth, arms out like wings, torso parallel to the earth, eyes down, crown forward. And you're just hovering over the earth. You're breathing naturally, easily. Good. You're trying to extend out through the spine. Good. And then little by little, land that right foot down next to the left. Bring the torso up. Relax the hands by the sides. We're going to start this whole sequence on the other side. So you can bring your left leg back, and we're going to get ready for pyramid. So take a deep inhale. On the exhale, come down into pyramid pose, folding over that right thigh. Left foot's angled, the back foot's angled at about a 45 degree angle. And now your torso is down, and you either having both hands on the clasping on the right thigh or straddling that right foot, or maybe anchoring on the tib fib. You see where you need to anchor, but you keep that front leg lengthened without locking the knee, and your sternum is ideally pretty much centered along that right thigh or somewhere along that leg. And if you need to keep your torso more at a parallel position to the earth rather than folding down, that's also okay. It's what your body allows you to do. Good. Then like last time, you can either walk up out of it, walking up the leg, or inhale and bring that arms and torso way up to the sky as one unit. And then you relax the hands by the sides. When you're ready to step into dancer, we're doing that dancer warm-up. You step, you catch that left ankle, and you're nice and tall through the torso, and you just get those thighs in parallel form. You're breathing comfortably, looking across the earth. Just be nice and tall. Good. Trying to squinch the toes of the right foot, kind of let them spread into the earth, let that full balance take place. Good. And then when you dismount, you're going to get the ball of the left foot across the right foot. So the right foot's completely flush to the mat, and you land that left foot across it with the left heel to the sky. Bring both hands to the heart. Breathe easy. Good. And just work on your balance, being nice and still. Open the eyes, getting acclimated to your stance. And we need to make that transition into half Utkatasana. Hinge to the hips, soften that right knee, get that left ankle perched on that right thigh, both hands at the heart. The torso is slanted forward at some 60 or 65 degree angle. So it's, and that spine is not rounded, but you're lengthened from the tailbone to the crown. It's a nice, clean, flush spine. And just, you're nicely balanced there. And then we're going to be taking flight here in a few moments. So whenever you like, now or in a breath or so, you just kind of open it up. You lengthen the right leg, you swing the left leg back, open those arms out nice and wide, get your balance, use those arms to help. And then try not to droop the torso, extend that spine and crown straight out across the earth. Good. So you're just getting a good balance going. Getting that left heel as high as the crown of the head. And then slowly land that left leg down. Good. Let's get into full Utkatasana and we'll drop it down to the earth. So get the feet about hip width apart and bring both arms up. Drop back through those hips, hinge through those hips, eyes up to the fingertips. The eyes, arms are out at like a 65 degree angle up towards the fingertips. So it's half, it's full chair position. Both knees are bent, toes, knees, and hips in parallel form. Big inhale. Exhale all the way down into Uttanasana, or standing forward fold, and walk it into your downward dog. So you walk forward and back into your downward dog from that forward fold. Give you a moment to kind of catch up and make your transition. Let's drop it down into plank. You're welcome to come into table if you prefer. Or if you're in table, you can still engage that core. Otherwise, if you're in plank, you're just on those palms. If you want to be in dolphin plank, that's also okay. Good. Now you have some time here to explore. If you're in dolphin plank and you'd like to go to dolphin side plank, that's fine. If you're in regular plank and you'd like to come up into downward dog, you can take the pressure off. And then just call it this. You got a minute to get into table and child's wide angle child. So if you want to work into side planks, or dolphin side plank, which I just mentioned prior, if you were down in dolphin plank, or if you'd like to work into three-pointed downward dog, bringing one leg to the sky and then dropping down into three-pointed plank and coming back up into three-pointed downward dog, so you can do that with each leg. These are a couple options. If there's, you have another favorite that you'd like to do in this time, that's fine. If you just want to drop down straight into child, all good there. It's whatever works for you. Okay, so at this point, you're hopefully down towards a wide-angle child pose, big toes together, knees out wide, V, resting the heart into the earth. You can have the arms forward or wrapping them around the knees or whatever is comfortable for you in your wide-angle child. Make your way on up into table. And let's extend the right leg out at, just extend it out at 45 degree angle. So the right toes are level with the left knee and push the torso up. Bring the arms out into a T shape. Good, so the arms are parallel to the earth. That right leg is out. And we're going to drop into Ardha Mundala, or half circle pose. Take a deep inhale and exhale. You're dropping down towards that left side, so towards the free side where there's no, where you got all that space. You drop the left hand to the earth and you kind of half circle that right arm over the top of your right ear and drape it down over towards the left side. So it's a pure side bend. You're keeping your right hip and shoulder back. You're breathing comfortably while you're in your bend. And the left hand's down, just kind of anchored into the earth. Getting a nice deep bend. Good. And then gently inhale, press off with that left hand and bring yourself all the way upright. Good. Now we're going to work a little bit of shoulder work and work into Garuda Asana. Let's start, however, by bringing the hands back behind, so that you back behind the spine, palms together, fingers interlinked, extend those arms towards the earth. You're opening up across the heart, shoulder blades encroaching towards the spine. And then relax the hands by the sides. And let's bring that left arm across the torso at 45 degrees. The right arm comes underneath. And you bend the right elbow, and the right palm faces to the left side of the room. And then you bring that left hand around that right pinky, and you get the palms together. So you're breathing easy. And we do a variety of variations here. You can drop the elbows to the sternum. And for those of you who are not able to get that full double wrap into Gudrasana, just kind of stretch out that shoulder. The idea is to let the shoulders roll forward. And those of you who know this series, you can drop your whole torso down to stretch out through the shoulders. You can inhale up and back to the sky. Anything that allows you to open up nicely through the shoulders and scapula and that whole tricep region. Good. And then release out of it into a T-shape. Good. Now we're going to get a twist. We still got that right leg out at 45 degrees, and we're going to twist towards that side. Take a deep inhale, exhale, come into your twist. Turn your whole heart towards the right side of the room. Now your arms are lengthwise across your yoga mat. Good. Another big inhale. Drop your left palm down into the mat towards the front edge of your mat and swing your right leg back. So now you're in like a supported half moon. You're on your left knee, your right leg is parallel to the earth, your right arm is straight up to the sky. And if it works for you, bending that right knee, catching the right ankle with the right hand, kicking that heel away, opening up to that whole quad. Gently release, let go, come out of it down, take it into table, and how about a big rise up into your downward dog? Or back to child if you prefer. Good, and then slowly land it down into table position. And let's get the left leg out at 45 degrees. So the left toes are level with the right knee. Push yourself on up into the sky. Good, bring the hands back behind the tailbone, palms together, fingers interlinked, shoulder blades towards the spine, chin back towards you. Get the nice opening across the heart. Relax the hands, let them be free. Guide with the right arm, bring it 45 degrees across the torso. Bring the left arm underneath, bend that elbow. So now the left palm is facing to the right side of the room with the left thumb towards you. And then bring that right hand around that left pinky, get the palms together. You do your best to get there, otherwise just don't hook that right hand. And then once you're in your position, you can drop the torso down. You can drop the elbows just down to the sternum. You can drop the whole torso down, get the forehead down towards the earth. And you can inhale up and back to the sky. Anything that you may have done the first time you can do here, you can twist side to side. Good. And then when you're ready to release out of it, just undo that mudra, or undo that arm positioning, and get the arms out at 180 degrees across the earth, so your arms are just straight out on either side. We're going to get ready for that twist. Take a deep inhale. On the exhale, helicopter around to the left side. So now your heart's out towards your left knee, and you're breathing here comfortably. One big inhale. On the exhale, drop that right hand straight down into the earth so it's directly in front of that right knee by maybe 2 feet or so. Auto-rotate or swing that left leg back. Catch that left ankle with the left hand. Kick that heel out away. Or maybe you just work your balance by having the leg lengthened and you don't catch the foot. That's fine. So the leg is back straight across the earth. And then maybe you already have the foot, or maybe you're going to catch it right now. And you kick that heel out, you open up to that quad. Good, you hold it. And gently drop down, come on out of it into table. Good. Now we're going to work into extended side angle with the option to bind the pose and then take that into a lizard series. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring that right foot to the outside of the right hand. Then extend that left leg back. Curl the toes into the earth. And then drop that left heel down. So the left heel is now lined up with the right palm. Or with the right heel. With the right palm. Or right heel, either way. And then you're going to bring that left arm and loop it around the back to the right hip. So now your whole heart is projected towards the left side of the room. You have that right palm in front of the right foot just for support. And then though some of you may like to bind that pose, you can bring the right hand through the legs and reach around for the left hand. And if that's too much, just keep the right palm down. If you need a block, or if you just need to modify it in some way, that's okay. Good. So you basically got the heels lined up, the right heel and left heel, and you kind of along the right side of your mat here. And then slowly we'll inhale and come out of it. Now you got your palms into the earth. And here's what we're going to do. You're going to take that right foot, angle it 45 degrees to the right side. The left leg is now straight back with the heel to the sky, so it's no longer down. But the leg is lengthened. And now you have your option. You're going to drop down a level onto the forearms. That may not be accessible for everyone, so you can stay on the palms if you need to. And you just hug that right knee towards that right upper arm. If you can get down on those forearms, you get a nice, good, deep hip opener and glute stretch. That's lizard pose. But there's another one, lazy lizard, they call it sometimes, that the left knee can come in contact with the earth. So basically, right now in your lizard position, you can have both palms into the earth, both forearms into the earth, or you can have the knee on the ground or not on the ground. So you just kind of work what variables are most suitable for you. And maybe you rock side to side through the hip just to stretch out that glute. You see what's good for you. And then whatever position you're in, whatever's going to be a good way for you to exit and come back into some type of child's pose, table, or downward dog, just kind of exit the pose that's going to be suitable for you, depending how you're situated in it. And then in the next 3-4 breaths, we'll all get into table, and we'll get this going on the other side. So from table, nice flat back, neutral spine, take that left foot to the outside of the left hand, and then extend the right leg back, toes into the earth, and drop that right heel down. And the right heel and the left heel are lined up somewhere along the left side of your yoga mat. And now you got your heart down towards the earth, and we're going to change that in a second by looping that right hand around the back to the left hip. And you open your heart to the right side of the mat, right side of the room. And this is a fine way to do your extended side angle. The other option is, you can have a block under the left palm. I haven't been talking about blocks much, but you can have that there. The other thing is to bring the left hand through the legs, bending the elbow at the knee, and clasp and get those palms together at that left hip. That's binding the pose. You hold, you breathe, you just kind of get that nice, good hip and groin opener. And when you're ready, inhale, roll on out of it. Now you got the both palms into the earth. That back heel rotates to the sky, so you got the ball, the right foot into the earth. And you're going to, the first thing is, turn that left foot out at 45 degrees. And then you're going to drop down into your lizard pose. And you can be on both forearms, you can be on both palms, you can drop a right knee, any of those variations, or maybe you alternate between them a little bit. See what's good for you. Maybe you kind of rock through the hips, stretching through that glute and groin. Good. You had a little bit of time to experiment, to kind of feel out the pose. And you got 20 seconds to get up into downward dog. Take your time, be slow, be safe, use your knees, maybe just step back into it. You see what's suitable for you, and we'll meet you in downward dog here. From downward dog, walk those hands back to the toes, soften both knees, cradle the head by reaching the palms to the opposite elbow, and just get a little ragdoll position. We're just kind of swaying the torso and the bellies rest on the thighs. And then undo the hands from the elbows and just roll up one vertebra at a time like we did earlier today. Roll, 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 stacking one vertebra at a time till the shoulders come all the way up and roll back down and you're into a nice standing position. Now choose a foot to stand on. You're going to come into tree pose or rikshasan. So let's actually choose a leg. We'll do it all together. Let's keep that right foot down into the earth and bring the left foot to the inside of the right thigh or behind the left calf or on the inside of the left calf. So you stand in tree pose to whatever degree you can get that right foot up. And remember, the left foot up. The toes of the bottom foot are relaxed into the earth, so they're not squinched. So you're standing tall on that right leg, left foot's on the inside of the right thigh. And you're tall. Think tower, not cower. So you don't want to start rounding out and shrinking down to the earth. You want to stand nice and tall, tower up above, just like the trees do. And we're going to link this with another balance pose. But first, I didn't talk about the hands here. With your tree pose, you can have your arms out at 45 degrees or straight up to the sky or hands at the heart. So you work into that as you can. And then here's what we're going to do. We're going to get a twist in. So right now, your left foot's somewhere perched on that right leg, you know, on the inside of the right thigh or right calf. Now bring that left knee hip height in front. And then you're going to take your right hand to the outside of that left knee and swing that left arm back and you twist around to the left side. And you're following, and your vision goes back towards that left thumb. So the left knee is hip height, the right hand is to the outside of that left knee, and your vision's back towards the left thumb. Good. Continue to breathe easy. And then, when you like, inhale and come back into tree pose. So inhale, come on back around, try and get that left foot nicely settled into that right thigh or right calf or however you're doing your tree pose before. And we're not going to stay here long, just to try and get that movement back into that point of balance and tree and arms in any way you need them. And then relax down into the earth. Shake out the legs, relax the toes, be free. And now let's get the left foot planted into the earth. Lift the five toes of the left foot and then let them spread down in. And then bring your right foot, step up into it. So your right foot is on the inside of the left thigh or left calf, preferably not the knee, or hook behind the left calf. And then bring the hands to the heart or out at 45 degrees and spine tall, chin level, crown to the stars. Arms can be straight up to the sky if you like. Good. And now we got to get into that standing twist. So when you're ready, release out of your tree pose. Get that right knee in front. Maybe have your arms out into a T or the arms straight up to the sky. What's going to be a suitable place for you? And then you'll bring your left hand to the outside of that right knee. auto-rotate back to the right side, following that right thumb back at a 45-degree angle. And good. And you're engaging that core, you're lifting to the crown, you're twisted back to the right thumb. And you're breathing in your twist. And then at some point now, or in a breath or two, when you're in a state of good balance, inhale out of your twist and come back into that tree pose by getting that right foot nicely perched on the inside of the left thigh or left calf or hooked around the left calf. And then just relax down. Shake out the legs a little bit. Gain a little bit of balance in today. We got a little bit more to do here. One more balance pose. Here it comes. So earlier in the day, we did dancer warm-up. Just now we're going to do full dancer pose. If you don't like to do Natarajasana or dancer pose, then you can work into any other standing balance pose that you prefer to do. So let's get back on to that. Let's start with that right leg. And you're going to catch the left ankle with the left hand. And then this time we're going to get that tilt forward, that balance from front to back, where you kind of lean forward and you lengthen, get spinal extension, and lift that right arm up at an angle, and you kick that left leg back, heel away from the glute. So you get that nice front to back balance, and that right leg is straight into the earth. You get a good hamstring stretch there, and you're just breathing, and you're finding that reach, and you're inhaling, you're looking towards that right thumb and lifting up through the crown, just getting a beautiful opening through the spine. And then slowly inhale back straight up to standing to upright position and relax that left foot down into the earth. Relax, release down. Good. And when you're ready, enter it in onto the other side. You bend that right knee, catch that right ankle, bring that left arm to the sky, be nice and tall, and slowly rotate the torso forward and bring that right leg back. And you just try and bring that right heel up away from the glute, and you're kind of dropping to the belly and then inhaling up through the crown and create a nice, kind of got a back bend going in with it. So again, this is not Natarajasana or dancer pose. Or again, and I'll let you decide when you're ready to dismount out of that. Good. And just kind of standing easy on your mat. Let's get the feet about hip width apart. So maybe that's like 4 or 5 inches. Get the toes, knees, and hips in parallel form. Hinge through those hips, hands onto the thighs, working into Uddiyan Mudra. So just drill the navel into the spine, engage that core, engage, hold, hold. Good, arms are lengthened and the spine is lengthened as well, but it's angled. And then gently relax, release, lengthen the legs, roll over the thighs, get into standing forward fold. And then walk it forward into downward dog, and you know, kind of walk forward and back into downward dog. And then come on down into plank. Hold that. Okay, if you need to drop the knees, you can. If you need a little bit of challenge, bring the right leg up and then down, left leg up a little bit and down. And whenever you like, you just retreat back into table and child's pose. Hands on either sides of the knees, crowned up. And imagine that. We're going to come into a seated pose. Haven't done any seated poses yet, but that's what we're going to do now. Let's work into cobbler's pose or Bhadrasana. So you get the soles of the feet together and bring them in towards the tailbone. You can wrap the hands around the sides of the feet. And just kind of sit up tall as best you can. Nice, good opening through the hips, glutes, and groins. Good. Then bring those knees into center, hands around the shins, close the eyes, just get into a nice delicate perch, soles of the feet off the mat. Good, so you're just closing the eyes, just kind of floating through the sky. Now as best we can, bring both hands around the left foot and extend that left leg up. So a little bit of core balance because the right heel's, you know, try and keep that right heel off the mat and both hands around that left foot as you extend out that leg, if it'll go all the way lengthened, and you lift up through the crown as well and just get that good reach out. If you have to kind of hold behind the back of the knee, that's also fine. And then come down with that left leg and then both hands around the right foot as best you can. Extend up, and you got that core balance. You're not rolling back. You're stable. And the right leg is extended as much as you can, maybe 45 degrees or more up, out, and away. And good. Left heel's off the earth. And bring that leg down. Now pull both knees out wide. And you're keeping the integrity of the spine, navel to spine, and your heart's open. You're not rounding the back at all. You're nice and engaged. And then bring the arms out in front, elbows on the inside of the knees, so you're fully supported through your core. Arms are straight out across the earth and be like a statue here. Good. Bring those ankles and knees into center, hands around the shins. Landing those heels into the earth, extend the legs all the way out. Inhale the arms up to the sky, come on down into a seated forward fold. Good. And gently walk on up the shins and thighs, or lift the arms up to the sky and come on back around. So the legs are out across the earth, the torso is straight up out of the earth. And now bring both knees up to the sternum, hands around the shins, close the eyes, perfect little perch. We're here for just a second or two. And then open those knees a little bit, pull those knees apart. And this time we're going to try and reach for the toes, if you can reach the toes. Otherwise, and we're going to open up wide. So you can extend out into a V, into that core balance, or maybe you have your hands on the inside. You can bring your elbows on the inside of the knees and catch the toes and have the knees bent. That's one way to do it, you know, where you're stable there. Or from there, you can extend all the way out into that V, hand to toe pose. So again, this is a core balance, navel to spine. You're not rolling back, you're keeping the spine lengthened. And again, don't worry if the legs don't go all the way out. Have the hands, you can also have your hands behind the knees. Like the midpoint would be elbows on the inside of the knees catching the big toe. If that's too much, then just have the hands behind the knees. Good. And slowly dismount down. Let's down, come down into oyster pose. Get the feet into a diamond shape. Slide the torso down and kind of get those hands underneath the calves and wrapped around the sides of the feet, or just get the palms into the earth, whichever you prefer. Relax through the facial features, comfortable place. And slowly inhale that torso up, keep the feet into a diamond shape. And let's go ahead, let's get back on those elbows. So you just kind of come back onto the elbows. Elbows are set below the shoulders. And then try and open up through the heart. You can rock through the hips a little bit and lift up through the navel. Try and get a good opening to that low back. Lift up to the heart and then draw the head back, chin up to the sky. Nicely perched on those elbows. Opening up to the whole thyroid region, that fifth chakra point through the throat. And then slowly draw the chin back towards the sternum. And then just lower yourself safely down into the earth. And release the hands about 45 degrees out, so they're parallel to the thighs. Now you're in supine bound angle. Feet are still into a diamond shape. Soles of the feet touching. And you're just lying back into the earth. Rotate those knees to center, soles of the feet into the mat. Bring your right ankle on the left thigh. Bring the left knee towards you, carrying that right ankle with it, and both hands around the left shin. So the right hand will go in between the thighs, reaching to the left shin. Left hand goes around the left leg. And you do your best you can with it. And slowly inhale back down. This gets nice into the deep piriformis muscle. We're inhaling back down, uncrisscross. Let's get the left ankle on the right thigh. Bring that right knee up towards you, carrying that left ankle with you. And reach on up towards that right shin or behind the right hamstring as best you can. And again, so this is getting deep into the left glute now. And head up towards that crossed over ankle if you're not already there. And slowly inhale out of it, undo. Good. Release the arms out to a T-shape. Walk the feet out to the wide edge of your yoga mat. And then drop both knees to the left, keeping the feet mat width apart. So, and then, both knees are to the left, and you bring your left ankle onto the right thigh to give a little bit more accentuated stretch to the right leg. And then undo that left leg, get those feet mat width apart, drop down to the right side, bring your right ankle on the left thigh. So you're just weighting it down. While you're doing this, the vision might be over to the left thumb at this point, and just stretching out to that hip. Good. And if you want to get another round in of that, you can. If you want to repeat the earlier pose to go do it, get that glute stretch where you perch the ankle on the thigh, that you can do. Or you want to work into the myriad of supine poses that you'd like to do. You want to roll up into shoulder stand. You want to roll back into plow. You want to get back into supine bound angle. Any of the poses that you might like to do in a supine series, you can do. We're talking maybe one or two minutes, something gentle, something easy, something comfortable, twists, rocks, rolls, see how it goes. Thank you. whenever you're ready, move in towards Shavasana. You may, if you're still wrapping up some poses, that's okay. And as you do start to move in towards Shavasana, your legs are lengthened across the earth. Arms are about 5-6 inches away from the hips, palms facing to the sky, lying fully back into the mat. Lengthen the breath. Let the body become weightless. Long, slow breaths. It's a time to breathe, to cleanse, to purify, to be free physically, psychically, emotionally, spiritually, to delve deep inside, to touch into that pool of consciousness within, and to reset, refresh, renew. To decompress and fully transition into a state of deep, deep, nice, sweet relaxation. Long, slow breaths. Gently rotate the palms down into the earth, getting that tactile expression, that touch, that feel, that groundedness. Bending the knees, soles of the feet into the earth, knees to the sky, one arm up to the sky and back overhead. And then roll to that side, whatever arm you extended, roll to that side into a sideways lying position. And then just park it here for a moment. Just letting the body be a perfect conduit between earth and sky, to be perfectly rested, soaking up all the goodness inside. And the next breath is so you just press with that free palm, which is in front of the sternum, and press with that palm and push yourself up to a seated space, crossing the legs, coming into a seated position, spine tall, shoulders relaxed, hands into the lap or on the knees as you feel comfortable. And mind is introverted, vision is within, eyes are closed. Long, slow breaths to soak up all the shine and charm and overall beauty of your practice, making the body one perfect whole human experience in perfect parallel flow and form. On the next inhale, draw the palms together, thumbs touching to the Trikuti point, honoring the inner wealth of the mind and honoring that human spirit, and drawing the hands down to heart center, making that link within. Internally we say namaskar. Wonderful practicing with you, and see you soon. Namaskar.